As part of Update Nerd Style, this is Owen Kinnair with another episode of the Dirty Nerdy Podcast. First off, I'd like to say if you like this content more, you can find me on Instagram at Hadowen. That's Hadowen. You can also find more content like this over at Instagram with our partners, Above and Batman Beyond Podcast, at Batman Beyond Podcast on Instagram, and my partners over at Steady Geekin. You can find them at Steady_Geekin on Instagram. And this is part of comicbookintl.com. We'd like to thank them for keeping us under that cozy umbrella. And with that out of the way, I'd like to just get back to it. All right, everybody, let's get really good, dirty, and nerdy.
Dirty. Nerdy.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us again. To get things started off, maybe like just start off with our week. So, how's your gaming week been going?
It's been going good. I've been last night I played League until like 12 o'clock in the morning. So
yeah, how's that getting along? The rank any better?
Wins and losses, you know. I lost the promos out of bronze 1 into silver 5, so I'm sad.
Oof.
Yeah, just like I had just a wave of bad games.
That shit will happen.
Yeah, 'tis the journey. Not the destination.
I've been jumping all over the place this week. So it's like I've gotten a little bit of everything. I haven't feel like I've made like solid progress. But I've learned a lot with some Street Fighter V. There's some tech there I'm learning. I've done some digging on some tier lists. But I try not to look to those because I feel...
Who makes the tiers?
That's the thing. It's like it's all opinion. And some of it's like rooted in some fact. Like stats. Counting frames and stuff. Well... I mean, Sagat is just inherently strong.
Sagat?
My good friend Bob Sagat. From Thailand, man. But Sagat is just... Oh, Sagat.
Oh, Bob Sagat.
No, yeah, I know. Now I should... Now I want to like do Tourette's guy and be like, oh, Bob Sagat! But, yes.
He's dirty, too.
Sagat just... He's got such quick recoil off his moves that... I play as Alex, who's more of a grappler. I'm starting to learn how to get a little bit more of a force going with him, like get a little more rush down.
In the flow.
Like, because as a grappler, you need someone to like stutter. You need to like scare him a bit. You need him to like
think about, now,
bitch. Yeah, they need him to second guess for a second so that you can do something big.
I'm going to toss you in the air, and I'll toss you in the ground, and I'll toss you around.
Basically, but there's ways to get away from the grab, so you got to... Get them worried about other things before you can, like, really get a good grab that's going to surprise them. But Sagat, it's just trying to get through that wall of projectiles. Just tiger, 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 tiger. And you just all these things flying high and low.
And I thought tigers are endangered.
And if you jump it, he still has enough time to, like, recoil and uppercut you. Ooh. So as Alex, I'm not really haven't found my way through. There might be a way through with my V trigger. Which is like a clothesline technique. And Ooh. While I charge it, I learned you can take a shot. So you can get hit while you're charging it, and it counts like a parry almost. Like you eat the damage, but it doesn't stop you from doing what you're doing. So it's like eat a shot, release it, come through with the clothesline, and then like capitalize off that. So like I'm trying to learn a bit more. Still haven't got a new character since Alex. I've probably played that game more than most games, and... It's weird because I remember reading that playing survival will get you money, and I've played survival and I've gotten nothing.
Oh.
So
they lied.
I feel a little betrayed.
For you.
So I just don't quite understand clearly. Like I've tried to read up on earning money in that game, and it just apart from like doing weekly missions, which it's like a paltry like 5,000 a week.
Gotta spend money to make
that's
money.
Like 20 weeks between characters. That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time to play anything.
A long week.
It's a long time to play any game. But I know Street Fighter and fighting games are a game that like you regularly return to. So that's just the matter of the beast.
I'm upset I haven't touched Red Dead Redemption 2 in like months. I just can't.
Don't feel bad. My roommates have hardly touched it.
I can't. Like
they all have it and they don't even play with it.
I'm in the wilderness. It takes so long. Well, when I play, I just want to hunt.
So that's like, the problem with some sandbox games. Sometimes it just feels like there's so much to do that you're just like, I don't know where to start.
You know what I want in that game? I wanted like a real good, like cool, like outlaw. Like you go to the town, everyone's like, oh god, he's here. Like, you know,
everybody
like,
locks their windows and doors.
Yeah, and then someone's like tries to test you, and you're like, nah.
Then the lawman comes looking for you.
What you doing here, partner?
I want to just know how many towns aren't big enough for two of us.
All these towns. So small. We need expansion, damn it.
But yeah, I've been doing that. I've been doing a little more Apex.
Apex.
I've
been dying a lot in Apex.
Still no chicken.
No chicken?
No chicken dinners for me.
No? No winners.
I got to pay for chicken dinners.
I got to pay. I got to dole out some
I haven't
cash.
Earned a chicken dinner.
Got to earn them chickens.
I've gotten second twice. That was good. And I've gotten on the kill leaderboard, so that's like that's something for me that I was pretty stoked with. I got real lucky. I really like Pathfinder because you can mobilize yourself. And getting high ground in a game, I feel like that not always everybody's not always looking up. You know, everybody's focused with what's in your immediate. Yeah. And I used to play a game called Brink. Now Brink looked great on paper. So good of a concept, but the game wasn't as great, but there was a lot of good free running in it, like parkour style stuff.
Ooh, parkour.
So
parkour.
Climbing stuff was a faction, like a big part of the game, so you had to keep your eyes peeled all over. All
right.
So I learned that lesson a while ago. So I've used that to my advantage. I've gotten a little further, but still it's like my long range game is trash.
Long range game is trash.
And if I'm not really good at like I'm also not good at reacting when someone gets a drop on me.
Yeah, I just start like spinning the camera like ah.
Yeah, yeah. I turn into Kermit the Frog.
I can't recall my arms.
But I'm getting there, and I'm hoping that sooner or later I'll be able to get that. And I look forward to actually telling everybody when I do.
Same.
It's only a matter of time in these games.
So you heard about this new Pokemon game coming out?
Games? Yes, yes.
Sword and Shield, which is funny. Oh, man.
I was really excited for that, because this is going to be the first console Pokemon. Well, we've had Pokemon Stadium, and there has been things, but a full-fledged Pokemon game.
I miss Hey You Pikachu. The one with the mic, and you were like... Get the onion! Get the onion! I've yelled at Pikachu so much.
I didn't pick that game at all. I never touched that game because I just knew already, like, that was, like, towards the end of, like, the Nintendo 64 lifespan, I feel. And
introduced mics.
Yeah, and there was like, here's a microphone. I'm like, we're never going to use that microphone again.
I saw, like, talking to Pokemon. Yeah, you got it. I'm like, what, six or something?
Yeah, of course. any kid would jump on the chance.
But I started getting real mad. I was like, you need to get the right
Pikachu
ingredients.
Never listens, bro.
Then you have to be like, okay, we're going to talk like this now.
I have to calm down.
Yeah, because I'm just going to break this controller.
Rage quit a conversation with a Pokemon.
You're not even real. Ah. I want that grass monkey.
Yes, that funky chunky monkey.
Woo!
There's been the three new starters have been revealed.
They got frog.
I'm not quite aware of everything else. That Sobble is the water Pokemon.
How many water Pokemon look like Sobble?
A lot.
That's a lot.
He almost looks a bit like the pre-evolved form of Wobbuffet. But, you know, people are loving it. There's people that I actually saw today on Reddit. There's a group of people that are, like, running to his defense.
Yeah.
This is...
Don't hurt him.
This is the last water Pokemon all over again. Poplet? Yeah. Poplio?
Is that the seal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how, like, everyone's like, look at this weird clown dog.
Yeah, clown
dog. Everyone's like, screw you, we love clown dog.
He's from the sea.
So, but that's the beauty of...
I just saw clown dog.
Yeah. That's Sobble there. I don't know how it'll go out, but it looks like salamanderish. I feel like we're gonna be getting something like that.
I like the like attitude of this rabbit though.
Oh, the fire starter. This is our fire starter. What was it?
Firefighting.
Scar bunny.
Scorch bunny. I like that one.
It's not gonna be fully like head on the nose like that.
Yeah, I know. It's too obvious.
But yeah, I mean, it looks interesting, but it looks just like a little too expressive for me. It looks a little too human, like expressive.
You know they're gonna make some drawings of that one. Rule 30. Wait, 34? 64?
There's a reason you can't Google Gardevoir.
Yeah, they Yeah. Any evolution?
Yeah, this is gonna happen. Well, this is Lop Bunny all over again.
Oh yeah, that was a little too humanoid.
Yeah. Well, but I'm mostly excited for the grass monkey.
Jinx, right? What
is his name again? Let's see here, real quick. The Grookey, the grass monkey.
Grookey.
I think Grookey looks really cool. Over the years, I've kind of learned to
That was the frog one.
I've learned to like love my grass starter types. I always started off as a kid picking fire like Charmander I first started.
Who wants a fucking dragon? Everyone wants a fucking dragon.
Everybody wants a dragon. And it could fly.
And then you're like, he's not dragon. You're like, that's bullshit. Then they made him dragon. And you're like, okay, see, I told you.
Well, he's only dragon in the mega evolution. Well,
that means he's still dragon somewhere.
Somewhere in his heart.
Somewhere in his DNA is dragon. You can't turn dragon if you ain't dragon.
As time went on, I kind of like grass types more because you get decent effect type damage. Well, you can do with status effects, which is a valuable thing.
Sleep powder. Sleep powder.
Yeah, that's very good.
Sleep powder. I love doing sleep powder.
Or you could you get good chunky health.
Chunk health.
Decent special damage. And you always need a good grass type.
Yeah.
And I always felt that you could cover other things down the line with other stuff.
Just get a Charizard if you want a fire type.
I mean, that every Pokemon game these days is riddled with water Pokemon. So, like, picking, like...
Pokemon
is savage. I feel like picking a water type starter, it's strong. It's a strong pick. But I feel there's... You're like, saying, like, I'm not going to use so many different Pokemon because I have my water Pokemon now.
I like that Mudkip, the groundwater.
That was useful. That was strong. I've always been a Gyarados guy.
Gyarados? Yeah.
I always like Gyarados. And... I mean, fire, you get, like, I usually get, like, I feel like always fire is always, like, a glass cannon.
This monkey is awesome.
And the fire types, basically, you get very good damage on a lot of things, but I feel like it's these days, like, fighting types, the fighting fire type, I never liked. And that's been a lot of starter Pokemon.
Yo, I remember when on the show they had Blaziken introduced.
Yeah.
Like, before, they just had Johto and, like, you know, Kanto, and then they're like, oh, what the fuck is this motherfucking fighting chicken? And then he kicked Charizard's ass, and I was, like, so angry.
Pokemon like, cockfights.
You throw two Blazikens in there? Three?
But, yeah, I'm really interested in seeing what these are going to become. Like, we're going to get more bunny-esque with our bunny
dude. How much?
Is it going to become full Chungus?
Chungus?
By the way, for those Chungus. Of you that don't know Chungus,
he's a chunky bunny.
Is a meme that's basically like back in the day, Bugs Bunny would like he could change his appearance. He'd get like this weird. It was like him impersonating Elmer Fudd, like old school, really old school Elmer Fudd back when he had like no chin. Back before he lost the weight.
Before he lost the weight.
And he was, guess it just turned into some crazy like. Online meme that
people online were like
it was used for everything.
He's thick,
exactly. But it's also like it's like anyone who's a real idiot is also a Chungus.
Yeah, it's like derp. Who's fat and smokes weed?
Just derp incarnate. And so basically, you know, we don't know where they're gonna go. It's gonna be interesting. But the area, the region, it's looking very. European influenced, and they they've kind of gone all over.
What you looking at, mate?
They've got because back in the day, like Kanto and Johto was more like Japan regions.
Makes sense.
We've done France with X and Y. We've done Hawaii with the most recent
America. They just gotta put in America.
Hey, they just gave America Yo-Kai Watch. They're gonna do Pokemon somewhere else. The other Pokemon went to America.
This is Pokemon Texas.
Pokemon Ghost. It's like strictly Ghost type Pokemon.
How do you feel like? I don't know. When I was younger, I always wanted them to kind of like mix up the formula of the starters.
You ever
see those online fan made?
Maybe
Pokemon
like where it's like Ghost. Like wait, just take ghost? Three. Just take a triangle that affects each other.
And do
that different.
Yeah,
I like that because. But it doesn't always have to be fire and water.
People are like, "What? Oh, I need my three elements. What are you talking
about?" Like, no, you can't start with a rock Pokemon ever. Yeah. Like, I do think that would be a cool thing. I always did enjoy that. I'm also eager, being a big fan of Eevees. I want to see another Eevee type. I've always thought of like Ghost or maybe a Dragon or Steel type.
Dragon Eevee.
Like a steel, like dragon, give it wings or something, like kind of like toothless.
Just like, oh man, this Eevee has wings now. Oh god.
That'd be cool. Maybe, or just flying. Maybe just a flying type.
They don't have flying type, no. Oh, bird. Just feathers, the gross feathers.
Becomes like a griffin?
Yeah, yeah. That's dope. Tiny griffin.
That'd be fun. But I always like to see more of those come out.
What kind
of
animal is Eevee anyway?
I don't know. Looks like a dog mixed with a fennec fox.
Yeah.
But they've already had Fennekin, so it can't be a fennec fox.
That's the real fennec fox.
There's rules, only one type. Well, let's also wonder, and with all these new types, there's going to be hits, there's going to be misses.
Yeah.
Let's just hope there's not another clef key. The jingling keys of death.
You don't like jingling keys?
Scare these jingling keys.
Right down to my, like, pre-edible phase.
That was the laziest one. That was literally...
What do these kids love? Jingly keys.
It was so just so jingle, lazy. Jingle, like jingle, a set of keys came to life.
What was this type again?
Steel fairy.
Oh, that's what jingly keys would be.
It is good. Yeah, that's they always just. But that's a Pokemon you can never find when you need it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. when you're trying to like go somewhere and like you're locked out, you look, you grab your jingly keys and you can't find the key because there's so many fucking keys on this jingly ring.
Or it could be another Garbodor.
Garbodor?
Garbodor was a horrible design. That was just literally a pile of garbage.
Oh, right.
And then it was Trubbish and then Garbodor. And it was rubbish.
It was rubbish. Literally.
But I do like what they did in Pokemon Sun and Moon with the Alolan forms. Mm. Maybe we might see more of that.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
Like, I like taking an old Pokemon and repackaging it.
Yeah.
Because Muk became one of my favorites in Pokemon Sun and Moon. I kind of really dug the weird tie-dye look.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of looked like oil. Like,
yeah.
And, but Poison Dark was a real useful, like, type in that game. Because that game was very ghost-type heavy.
Mm.
There was a lot of ghost types.
Mm.
There was, you know, I had the grass starter, Rowlet.
Oh, right. That
so
was
he
ghost.
Became a ghost grass.
Yeah.
You had, I like you that had, shit. You had ground that's ghost dope. With the sandcastle.
Oh, yeah.
There was fairy ghost with Mimikune.
Mm, yeah.
And then just all the basic ghosts came back.
Yeah, a lot of ghosts. Yeah.
It was very heavy on that.
Spooky. And spooky island.
It was definitely a ghost type. Ones I'd like to see come back, I kind of liked Crab Brawler.
Crab Brawler?
He was, he started off as Trapinch, I think. Trapinch is Flygon. I like felt like that. It's there's so many to keep track of.
I miss Krabby. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Or it was just
it was just more gurgling noises.
It was literally like.
Yeah, it's just like someone choking on a microphone. Yeah.
Kingler, you good?
Yeah, he good.
I think he's stroking out.
Do you smell toast, Kingler? Two pinches for yes, yeah, one pinch for no.
It's clobbering time.
But,
So which one are you going to get? Sword or Shield? I'm thinking like...
I don't know yet. That's gonna be something that requires time.
I don't know what's...
Because I want to see what are the exclusives. Because that pick... Is it just, I don't care.
Be the fucking sword, motherfucker.
I never care for legendaries because there's so many modes that they're not allowed to be in that like to put your time and investment in a legendary, it's like you're kind of kneecapping yourself.
You're going to play God and catch God, huh? You think they capped when they made God a Pokemon, but nah.
Arceus is
God. Yeah, literally.
Basically, and then their lore.
Lore of Pokemon. But then there was Arceus, and Arceus was
you know
like,
they're going to add everything down the line with all that, like, Pokemon online. They always add more stuff. I remember when I played Sun and Moon, it'd be like, check it out this month. You get a free this. You get this free. You get like all these different old, like, legendaries and stuff.
Remember when you had to chase the dogs around?
I do hate the fact that it's like, go to GameStop and you'll get this. It's like,
I don't want to go on a quest to get this.
Just gimme. I don't want to go there. You're just making, like, I'm an adult and I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't imagine, like, some parent that has to have some kid.
Like, we gotta go here.
Like, take me to GameStop. I need a Pokemon. It's like, can't you just, you have 100 Pokemon in there.
Yeah, like, back in my day, I only had 150.
Yeah, you got like 800,000. and growing. But I do like that it's going to be, like, European. There's some think it might be Britain. Some think it might even be Ireland.
Yeah.
I think an Irish theme would be so cool.
That'd be really dope. St. Patrick's Day. What's good?
Yeah, let's get there. It's around that time of year. It's March Madness.
What's that that drink they have in McDonald's? That St. Patrick's Day type
drink? Oh, the Shamrock Shake?
Shamrock Shake. Yeah. Shamrock Shake. Shamrock Shake.
Who wants a minty milkshake?
Who doesn't like mint?
I don't.
No?
I like mints. I don't like mint in my dessert. Like, I don't like mint in my chocolate. Dessert. I don't like mint in my chocolate. I don't like mint in my ice cream.
Mint ice cream?
Yeah, no, I don't. Ooh. I hate it.
Like chocolate chip mint.
No, it doesn't sound like fun.
Makes your breath taste nice.
Yeah, but like the idea of dessert is to have something like sweet and yummy, not like fresh in my breath with dessert. That's post food. That's
post food.
Listerine, quick, bang, we're out. I don't got to sit there and eat a whole pile of mint.
Do you need Listerine ice cream? Does it taste good?
those new tablets are good.
What?
The ones you chew up and swish around your mouth, and then it's like the hot, like, I was going to say hot and ready for some reason. It's like the chew and swallow or something they call it.
Chew
like
and swallow.
Like most food.
Yeah, like most people, like, oh, I got something here. Clever. Give that man a raise.
I'm pretty sure I'm way off. Because I've only seen them in, like, one store, but, like, they dissolve into, like, Listerine liquid, and you can, like, switch it around your mouth and then swallow. Like, it's really strong mint. It's really good.
You're going strong mint?
Get you going.
You don't just eat raw mint out of the garden?
My mom does.
Yeah.
Like, she's got mint like that. She's got mint like that.
Yeah, like, my dad grows mint. He's like, you want to eat? I was like, I was hungry. He's like, eat that. He just gave me mint. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, and I'm chewing it, like, crying. Like.
Yeah, your dad's always around the garden. I remember it's like family parties. He would be like, we'd be all digging doing stuff. Trees. He's digging up worms for, like, to take home. Like,
he'll bring trees to other people's houses and plant them. It's like, what are you doing?
It's his Banksy art.
Yeah, Banksy of trees. It looks like you need a maple here.
Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah.
Pokemon coming out, that's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see new stuff, but I also want to see if they're going to repackage the old guys.
Do you hear about
is that going to be like a new thing?
What,
or is this just like an Alolan only
no
kind of thing?
Is that is the map big, like the area?
I don't know. I mean, if it's going to be a console one, I'm hoping that we'll get like a nice big area.
It's going to be just like a straight line to the
cuz they I feel like they've learned to between it. Like X and Y to like Sun and Moon, they've kind of got like the 3D mechanics down now.
Do you play with the 3D or you're just like I remember I had a 3DS. I like didn't realize I had 3D.
I stopped
3D.
Using I was it. Like, oh, I right. stopped using it because it kind of gets disorienting if you're looking at it and then you look away and like you'd be like you go cross-eyed for a second. You're like,
it's worse when you're driving. About it. Am I right?
But well, I never did that.
No,
oh.
That's dangerous.
Don't Pokemon and drive.
Leave say that to your... people who play Pokemon Go and is like crashing into like light poles.
That was crazy.
There's a Froby.
I actually got a fun story about Pokemon Go. I am pretty sure my good friend started a riot in New York.
Oh, shit.
It was around the time Pokemon Go came out and we went to New York for a night of fun. We were going around night drinking Pokemon and everything and we were at Central Park. Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of fucking stops there.
And when we were there, the whole day, my one friend just kept shouting the names of rare Pokemon. Just to get people's attention. And it was great because people would just start flocking.
Oh, man, that's great.
And he kept shouting Blastoise as we were leaving. And I remember very strongly the next day seeing footage of Central Park at night and a lot of people flooding into Central Park. And I was like, I vaguely remember that's the spot we left from. Like, there were drinks involved, people. So, like, I browned out. But I very remember that gate area. Mm. And there was people flooding in there. And I was like, that's where we exited. I was like, Ed, I'm like 80% sure that riot you started.
There's a Blastoise here. So what's the science in Pokemon? They got the physics worked out?
Oh, geez.
10-year-old boys can tank like lightning and
well, I don't fire know. Damage. The anime is anime. Like, that was always like, get over there.
Yeah, go over there with your back flips and your front flips.
By the way, I saw something hilarious the other day. Someone redid the Digimon introduction, but with like Pokemon looks, and it was like, show this to your friends to like mess with their brain. And it does. It would, if you see in like Pokemon stuff and you're hearing the Digimon theme, you're like, what?
I remember back in the day, I was like, wait, did someone like cheat? Like, I was like, wait a minute, these concepts are too close together.
What I love is there's probably an alternate universe where everyone's talking about Digimon the way we're talking about Pokemon.
Yeah. Man, I love Digimon. I don't know what it was. Maybe, like, they went through different shit.
There was a dime a dozen that era. Yeah. There was that. There was Digimon. There was Pokemon. There was Monster Rancher.
Yeah, Monster Rancher.
Shaman Kings. There was so many Monster different Hunter, weird stuff. Monster Hunter, I guess. No, not Monster Hunter. No.
That's the legit one.
That's more about, like, if you found a Pokemon, like, did you slit its throat?
Skin it and, like, wear it. Save it
for parts. Nintendo, get on that.
Yeah, word.
Monster Hunter Pokemon. That's, or at least a crossover with like a Charizard you gotta take down. This Mega Charizard and you gotta like just cut him down.
Oh shit, I got this bow made from Arcanine teeth.
Yeah, it's very strong. It fires the hairs I plucked off like a... like
Moltres.
Yeah. Moltres feathers. But... all right, so we got Pokemon out, and there's been some more news with Mortal Kombat.
Ooh.
They've changed up Sonya's face. People were upset at the it's weird. It's like people get upset about
what they do to her face.
Well, this is like Chun-Li all over again. People got really upset with Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite because Chun-Li did look very bad.
Yeah, right.
And they had to like switch it.
Like, whoosh.
But it's like a simple fix. It's like, guys, you don't even know. This could have just been beta stuff because they're like teasing it out early and they got to put the final touches. But it does look kind of different.
Her nose is backwards. What does it mean?
I mean, it does look fairly different if you see pictures. I was looking at it earlier this morning. And it's a clear difference. You can see right here. They kind of made it a lot more realistic. The nose isn't so tightly set. Her face isn't as smooth because it seemed like she was a little older in Mortal Kombat X and it all of a sudden looked like she was younger.
Plastic surgery, man. That's what do it to you.
And a little bit of news. A lot of people thought that there was a release of Shinnok and Reptile leak screenshots, which were falsified.
Oh.
Turns out both of them were photoshops from different people that were
lies.
Very, very excellent 3D graphic imagers making their own characters.
I hate lies.
So there was like, they were trying to make a reptile kind of look more like the Zatarain, which is what the species he was. Like, basically his humanoid form was always a mask and he was more reptilian, or he looked human because of magic and it was wearing off and he was starting to just turn back into his natural form. But he's like a reptile. Reptile is a reptile.
As the name implies.
And then they had, like, they were possibly like, oh, there's going to be Shinnok in the game. That was one of the, like, rumored leaks. And one storyline that didn't work, because the whole story caveat this whole time, he's, like, decapitated. So, like, unless his body's going around Weekend at Bernie's style, wrecking how, that'd be great if there was a headless character, by the way. That'd be hilarious.
Headless horseman would be like.
But it would ruin fatalities.
We can't grab his face.
Well, like Johnny Cage, his fatality is like strictly based around your head. So like it would just not work. Well, his moves are. And respect for that.
Just make a character that sucks their genitals inside their body. Haha, Johnny. Not today.
Protection. Well, no, even Reptile gets it. And that's a retractable.
Right in his reptilian monads.
But they have announced that this Wednesday, we will be seeing footage of Kano.
Ooh,
which
laser
is
going to
be nice. We're going to get our angry Aussie back. Well, Hugh Jackman?
No.
Not Hugh Jackman, no. Mel Gibson. But that's going to be also very interesting to see. Kano's like someone who's always... been viable.
He spins in a ball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always has.
Ball. Right.
And he also has his knives.
His knife.
It's not a knife,
knife,
mate.
Knife ball. This is a knife.
Yeah. And we're going to get that. That's going to be interesting. Which is going to tie further into, like, because, I don't know, his endings in Mortal Kombat X were a little weird where he's, like, training his son, but I guess they were, like, wondering, should we keep going with this new... route. It doesn't seem like Jackie Briggs is around. It doesn't seem like Cassie Cage is around or Takeda. are they only going to be in story mode? Like, I'm not really seeing them on the roster, and I'm
Where's Cassie Cage at?
But I'm not seeing room on the roster right now.
What room?
They've said they only have so many spots right now. Mm-hmm. Unless these are DLC characters,
I just want a shit ton of characters. Like, if they come out with a fighting game, I just want, like 80 characters.
Yeah, but that's a deadly slope. That's a deadly slope, because when a fighting game starts getting too many characters, there comes a time where moves overlap.
I see.
And it gets not so interesting. So it's like you have to start realizing, like, it's not only like design of a character, but the flow of a character. Do you like when it comes to fighting games? Because sometimes you gotta compromise. Like, this is my play style. I don't really care for the design.
Yeah.
But sometimes the design speaks to you, and it's a character you suck with, and you're like, but I still do it anyway because I love him. So, it sometimes less is more, because it gives the real feel characters. Of variety. Other fighting game news. I know Samurai Showdown is coming out with a new title Samurai soon. Samurai Showdown? Yes.
Is that one with the on Kids WB? With
that? No, that was
Shaolin Showdown.
Yeah, no, Showdown. This was a showdown before that was a showdown.
They should make a game when they just like you pick up items and you just get to use that crazy shit. That'd be awesome.
Oh, but yeah, like Samurai Showdown looks great. It's usually been a slower, more methodical combat. It was more about getting the few good hits as opposed to a gigantic combo.
Oh.
Like, a good high-level match is just sword clashing on sword and, like, defense.
Poor the ting-ting.
It was always a slower pace, but that I'm very eager to see, because there's been a few in the past few years, but they've all been shitty versions that just didn't really pan out. Like, when Street Fighter 4 came out, they tried to capitalize on the rebirth, and it just didn't pan. Samurai Showdown 5 I tried was pretty fun.
It was pop.
But I've always remembered them being very, like, gorgeous-looking games. Mm. And this trailer looks very good.
Ooh. Good trailer.
Apart from that,
what other game?
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice will come out this March. That was, it's come from Firm Software, the people who do Dark Souls and Bloodborne. Mm. That was the ninja game, the man with the prosthetic hand that can go around. It looks like if you take Dark Souls and mixed it with Tenchu, it looks so great. Oh my god, I was watching the combat of this. It's Sleek. Called Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
Ooh.
And I loved Tenchu back in the day. Tenchu was a stealth assassin game.
Ooh.
You were a ninja, and it was more about not being seen more than anything else.
So was it, like, more sneaky than Ninja Gaiden?
Very. Ninja Gaiden is not a ninja. Ninja Gaiden is, like, kick the door open, pull your pants down, swing helicopters all around the room.
Helicopter dick.
And that's what Ryu Hayabusa has done for the past, I don't know how many years. But this game, it's more Dark Soulish in the combat, where combat can be hectic. If you're not safe, definitely know yourself.
Know yourself. Know your limits.
Know your limits. The coward's way out in Dark Souls is very much a thing. Running away is very viable. I've walked in many rooms in Dark Souls and thought to myself, nope.
Nope,
not going. But, we got these great stealth kills, like Tenchu. You could jump off a roof and, like, nice just stab someone.
Right in the jugular.
And you could take people down while holding on to rails. Like, you can climb up a wall, and if they're near, like, the ledge, you can just grab them and take them down. But
I love ledge
games. They also put you in scenarios, though, where you're going to have to make combat. There's going to be scenarios where you can't get that stealth kill, and you're going to have to rely on your sword.
I'm
going to go
into it not stealth. I just feel like I know me. And
well, there's
like,
going to be freedom.
Here's stealth.
There's going to be freedom. There's going to be the option for stealth. Oh, no. I love being the stealth assassin and just making my way through people. Like, sometimes it depends on the AI, though, how smart they are, how satisfying stealth can be. Because I remember in Skyrim, like, stealth was terrible. You could, like, shoot someone in the neck with an arrow, and they're like, what was that? Must be my imagination. Oh. And it's like, no, there's an arrow in your neck. Someone's here.
Tis the wind.
Just a flesh wound.
Tis merely a flesh wound. Do you ever play a Nero?
Nero? No, you mean Nier?
No, it's like either Neo.
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 N-I-O-H.
Yeah.
Neo.
Neo. Yeah.
I wanted to. It looked like a fast-paced Dark Souls, like faster than Bloodborne.
Like this reminds me of it, kind of. But there was more like people.
Oh, and there's like ding. It looks so great, this combat. But the menu you can see is very Dark Soul-esque.
Yeah.
Like if I were to show you Dark Souls 3, this would just look like Dark Souls, and which is interesting because there's always been hopeful theories of people that, ooh, like Bloodborne ties in somehow to Dark Souls as one of the painted worlds.
Dark Souls?
It's very deep lore with Dark Souls.
Deep lore.
There's people that have built YouTube channels around the lore. Dedicated, yes. Yes, Vati Vadia. V-A-A-D-I. Vati Vadia. He does like a lot of crazy stuff. It's kind of what started getting me into Dark Souls, where I was like, wow, there's like all this story here that if you don't play the game a specific way, you won't learn. Wow. So I'm eager to see, because everybody's experience will be different dependent on how like intricate you are, who you talk to when, and what you do. This game seems to be important on how many times you die.
Really?
Because you're a soldier that has died, but the prince somehow brought you back to life at a cost of his own well-being. So maybe each death he brings you back, and there's something bad
with magic.
But it looks very interesting. It looks very Dark Soul-esque. I'm eager to see. There's always
that windshield got destroyed.
In every Dark Souls game, there's always been a Eastern set of armor. Maybe this could be the continent that these swordsmen like hail from, and this could tie into the lore somehow.
That'd be pretty dope.
Because I mean, it looks very similar. I mean, there's undead people,
classic
involved undead in this.
Where
you know,
giant monsters at.
There's some fire going on. He's throwing little like shurikens.
Oh, like.
But you get this nice grapple arm added in, so that's really cool. That's going to add like this much more crazy flow of traversal that you don't have in Dark Souls. Dark Souls is usually a much more straightforward, if you're going to do a jump, it's more of like a pixel perfect maneuver as opposed to like a mechanic.
Mm. That'd be cool if they put up like situations where you could use the pole arm to like jump up high and like...
I'm pretty sure there's going to be something, because I know that like the skill trees, some are just like solely about your prosthetic hand, some are about your sword play, some
make
are about
a
stealth.
Gun hand.
I think there is a thing like that. It's like a cannon arm.
Oh, nice.
So that you might be able to fulfill that feudal Mega Man urge.
Feudal Meg.
I mean, news these days, it's been a little slower. I mean,
been
I feel like
dry.
E3's coming soon. I mean, Evo's coming. I did hear recently that Smash Brothers Melee will not be on the Evo list.
Melee
will not.
No.
Melee's been the one that has dominated for Smash on Evo, but it looks like Ultimate, Smash Brothers Ultimate, is going to be taking its spot.
Ultimate is.
There's a lot of crybabies that are upset about that.
Melee.
Melee. But I mean, there's an up and down to that. Like people believe it to be the true game, but.
What, Melee?
I'm a Street Fighter fan, and I've had to deal with this my whole life. Like, grow up.
You can't just play the arcade.
Grow the hell up. You can't just play Street Fighter 2 your whole life. Grow up. There's going to be other versions, and you have to grow and adapt. Guess what? Time to grow and adapt.
Time to be a man.
To be a man, you must be swift as a coursing river. Mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Oh, I love that album.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's... I love Smash Brothers Ultimate. I think it's a great game.
So many characters.
It's not as bad as previous renditions between Melee and now.
No, I think Brawl.
I think Nintendo is now acting with the knowledge that these things are...
Makes me tilty.
Yeah, and it's also something that can be updated and patched. I mean, Melee can't be
updated. Oh, what the fuck is that thing? Okay, that's a monster, right?
Yeah, that's a monster. By the way, for those of you not able to see, we're watching a little bit of a gameplay of Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
What the fuck? Double big, kick?
Yeah, the drop kick. The Oni drop kick. It's real.
Wow. You keep doing it. You spamming bitch.
If you could do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. If I was a giant monstrous creature, yeah, I would drop
see
kick.
See later.
People.
But. Ooh.
Ding dong.
Mega Man's here.
Show me your move.
By the way, I actually recently saw a cool video of from Screw Attack. They did like a battle Mega Man Battle Royale. Like they paired all the versions of Mega Man against each other. Mega Man, not .exe, it was Mega Man
Z. Mega Man didn't win.
Stardust or something?
Mega Man Stardust?
It was like a Game Boy Advance game.
Game Boy Advance.
But he was like hyperly anime-ized.
Oh.
But why not, did he win? Not, hashtag not my Mega Man.
Not my Mega Man. So your Mega Man didn't win?
Mega Man X was my Mega Man. That's who I was pulling for.
Why didn't he win?
Because people don't know.
People don't know the real?
People don't know the real. People don't recognize real. Damn. But, oh, geez, I could go into... I would love to do something about Mega Man, talk about level design with them and...
Yeah.
Just all of the...
all them chips.
Like, I haven't dug into Mega Man 11 yet. I really want to. They actually added a new element to that game when that came out. That came out a while ago. I'm pretty sure a lot of people already know that are in the know, but... They added, like, a speed and power meter where you can, like, slow time down and, like, do things very fast. So you could, like, rapid shoot people or... You could charge up your power, make it stronger so that your blasts were better. So it had like this cool like super meter you had in between.
That's sick.
So, but Sekiro will be out this March. Definitely, I want to get in there. I want to know all about it. I just want to know if there's going to be PvP, because Dark Souls has like a PvP element. That'd be sometimes. Pretty cool. Or is there going to be co-op available? Or is this just strictly like you versus everything? Whoa, power bomb.
God damn. Death. You died.
Yeah. By the way, the death screen is so great on Sekiro. It's just the Japanese kanji for death, and it's just like, death. Just like letting you know, you effed up.
You ever play For Honor?
Yeah, I have For Honor.
Oh, shit.
We could play some after we're done.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I like the Shaman.
Like the Shaman. Shaman. Like anyone with bleeding ability? Anything with bleeding ability hurts, and she has that unblockable left strike. Oh, yeah, you can Mike Tyson people.
Yeah, yo.
I'm an Orochi right now.
Orochi.
I started off Raider, but Raider is just too straightforward.
Oh.
I always feel like there's been so many updates to the game. I'm so mad that they never did anything with the Raider to like make him more viable. He's just so... blunt forward that I don't feel he's a viable character. And I'm welcome to anyone who wants to contact us. Contact me on Instagram and tell me how wrong I am. Show me. Kill me. I'm right here. Do it.
Do it now.
Do it now.
So you like that little band, that monk with the staff? That was pretty cool.
I'm very interested in all... No, the one I'm interested in the most is the big fat one.
Oh, yeah.
Guan Yu looking guy. Because he can recharge, he takes a stance and his stamina bar refills.
Oh, shit.
So you could do a lot of fake outs and not worry about burning meter and just sit back and then start it up again.
Hold my tummy.
Yeah, you pat your head and rub your belly. You get that good green bar back.
Mm. Nice. Them green.
Good greens. But I'm also interested in this new character they have, though. It's a new knight character. He's basically a counter-attacker.
Damn, I gotta check that out.
Mega Man, leave me alone.
Mega Man wants your butt.
But, yeah, it's just a little bit of a slower week news-wise. Apex got two new characters coming on the way.
Oh, shit, really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Rumor has it one of them's gonna have a double jump.
Yeah, double jump.
To be more akin to the Titanfall feel of play. I've seen the design of one of them, and it looks very much like a almost like a psycho from Borderlands. You know, like the crazy psychopaths. Oh, yeah. It kind of seemed like that. So, it's a little. I don't know if that's just the bummer of the whole situation. Oh my goodness. Just one moment, please.
What time is it, Merrick?
We apologize for that technical difficulty. Apparently, I am too stupid to even silence my phone. I apologize for that, and we return you to our regularly scheduled programming. Thank y'all very much. And we are back. Sorry about that. It kind of happened at a good time, though. We were getting a little unfocused.
ADHD, what are you going to do?
But back to Pokemon. One thing I'm really excited to do for this is Nuzlocke.
Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with the Nuzlocke?
I've heard of it. I won't do it.
So I will. Love my Pokemon. I want to explain to people what Nuzlocking is. Nuzlocking is one of these modes of play people have invented for themselves.
Mm. It is clever.
It is to make the game harder and different. And it truly does up the game. It ups the ante. It makes things a little more dicey.
Don't you lose the Pokemon if it
faints?
Yes. What the fuck?
The main rule is if the Pokemon faints in battle, or because of poison or effects, it's gone. No. You consider it dead.
No.
You have to release it into the wild and say bye-bye.
I have problems. I can't do it. That, I can't release him. I can't.
That even goes for your starter.
No. Especially that fucking monkey. No.
I will and not to make it monkey. Worse, to make it worse, you have to name it. Damn. It has to be personal.
Oh, man. So you actually leave with heartbreak every time.
You have to name them all. And it's always fun to come up with weird names for them. That's one thing I've started to grow a love for. I used to just leave them normal, but Nuzlocking made me like grow an affinity to it. But yeah, you have to basically go through without losing, and any loss is permanent. Damn. And you have to get to the end, and if you have a wipe, you have to go to a whole new set of Pokemon. But if you run out of Pokemon in your box, you're done for good. You can't limitlessly catch.
Start over?
You can't, yeah. But you can't limitlessly catch Pokemon.
Oh.
You are allowed, I think it's like, so there's different sets. Some say the first three you come across. Some say the first one you come across in any route is the one you have to catch. There's a rule for doubles to prevent you from having to catch doubles. But that's the way it goes. The Pokemon you get are the Pokemon you get. And you gotta make it work.
Just like the show.
And on top of that as well, on top of naming him and all that stuff, it changes everything, because once you get below half health, you're thinking. You're like, oh, no.
Fuck.
Like, you really got to be calm. It's like,
you can't do potions?
You're allowed to do potions. Super potions are allowed. But I think there's also rules for grinding for certain levels. There's
it's, revives?
This no. like challenge is like, how hard do you want to punish yourself? There's a very big list of optional rules.
How much does my heart want to break? How much do I hate myself right now?
Oh, it can hurt you. I've had a very bad one. My worst had to be, I was playing Pokemon Leaf Green. It was my first Nuzlocke. I was a newbie.
Ooh.
I've also done it with Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon was way easier. But Sun and Moon also had a rule that, like, you know those Z moves they added? You're only allowed to use those, like, once per, like, set of battles.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you can't...
Not every time.
like if you were in a gym, you can only use it on one trainer.
Oh.
You know? Okay. So there was, like, rules in that aspect.
I'll say that for the last one.
But what really made this interesting was when I was playing... I was still new. I was a Gen 1 guy. Like, I didn't know much about the passives at this time. And the Fire Red and Leaf Green was, like, the old ones, but they added passive abilities to, like, spice things up. And I was...
Spicy.
I had my Magikarp I was trying to build for a Gyarados, because that's, like, my water Pokemon of choice. I went... I covered myself with grass early. And I was like, I just need water. Like, this will be a strong water type. Like, this will carry me to the promised land. And it's a dangerous game, because you gotta keep that Magikarp in front to get the EXP and pull him out.
Yeah.
And I was in the Diglett. It was specifically the Diglett Cave.
No.
Like, right before the boat. Boat ride.
Yeah.
And I'm in there running around. And I came across a Diglett, which I didn't know had a passive ability known as Arena Trap. And I didn't know that this prevents you from running or swapping out Pokemon, which, in a bad state, that's the only way you can save your Magikarp.
Oh my god, that's literally like the only thing.
And at first I'm trying to switch him out and nothing's happening.
Splash him to death.
Because when you fight a Pokemon, you don't know their passive ability. So that's kind of like the fun thing.
Ooh, sneaky.
And I was just like, what's going on? What's going on? And it kept saying Arena Trap. I'm like, I'm not in an arena. I'm in a cave, yo. Like, and I had to watch my Magikarp splash itself to death on the dirt.
Damn.
As this Diglett just fury swiped little chunks of life away from him.
You want sushi?
He was level 19.
Oh, shit.
Level 20.
Oh, my
level
God.
20 is when they evolve, man. I named him Shenron.
Shenron. He was going to be the best dragon.
I was going to wish. The biggest wish. And I had to watch him die. And it was like, I was by myself, and I purposely had to hold myself to this rule. Like, I could have easily been like, no, did fuck that. You come to tears? You're like... I was raging.
Oh, God.
I was like... You might as well thought someone had insulted my family.
Killed someone close.
I was furious. I was, like, hitting my armrest, like, punching it over and over. God, like, this isn't fair. Like... Tilted. I'm not even, like, filming this, so, like, why am I even, like, doing this to myself?
To the pleasure of pain on myself. Masochism.
It was just, I wanted to try to do it, because I you know, I saw people do it. It looked real fun.
I could do it.
I say, like, anyone that thinks they like Pokemon, give it a go. Mm. Like, feel that for a little, feel every piece.
Does it change you?
It does. It does make you a better player, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because you start to really realize the importance of, like, boosting certain stats and, like, using certain abilities that maybe aren't damage-based. Because, back in the day, I used to just be like, what does the most pain?
Flamethrower.
Because what I always add to my Pokemon is I like to... You get 4 slots to, like, put your moves in. I like to do, like, a good status effect, like a good 2 normal, like, attacks of its main type, and maybe like a curveball, like an element they don't normally use.
Ace up the sleeve.
Yeah, like I'll teach my Jolteon dig.
Oh,
so like
it can shock you and dig.
Or no, I taught my Vaporeon dig. I remember, and I was playing someone online, and they threw a Jolteon out to my Vaporeon, and I was like, "You fool!"
In my trap,
and I was like, and I just went underground. And he went to zap me and got hit with a ground technique, and it killed him. And I'm like, my water Pokemon beat your electric type.
How you feel now, B?
Like, so I'm really eager to like try and like see, because I felt like Sun and Moon was a lot of hand holding. I didn't feel that much of a challenge when I played it. It felt like very much just. Like, we're getting new people into Pokemon again.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can't be this guy because I know it's a child's game. Like,
yeah. You chose about a child's game.
How much depth do you want out of Mario?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's Mario.
He's got to save a princess. He's a plumber. That's all you
need. Yeah, that's all you need to know. That's all it is. But, I'm looking forward to that. More news on that. I'm definitely looking forward to Mortal Kombat, which will be coming out in the next few months.
Do you play Far Cry?
I do not. I've seen...
I love Far Cry.
I've had friends that play it. I'm not, these days, too big into deep one-player experiences. Mm-hmm. Because as you get older, it's like you have less and less time to like divulge into the games. Like, there's like RPGs I've wanted to go back and play, but it's... I don't have 60 hours to just sit there and like do menus and I can't, I want to, because there's a very old RPG I loved. It was by, I believe it was Squaresoft. It was called Suikoden.
Suikoden.
And this game always had like 108 characters to recruit.
Oh shit.
It had like, you had battles and then you had like actual combat and war where like,
oh shit,
you had units. Like Fire Emblem. It was like, it would turn into Fire Emblem, and then you had that. And people that died there could die for good.
Oh, God.
Like, and it could affect your story, and it was crazy. And there was always a mechanic in those games where if you play the previous one, if you play the new one, you can transfer a character over. If you have a save file, you can get the main hero from the old game and put him in the new one. Well, I started the series at 2, so I never knew about 1. Oh. And then I had 1 on my PlayStation 3 when I downloaded it. And then I remember beating it, getting ready to start 2, and I was like going through, I had loaded it in, and all my data got corrupted. I had to like reformat my PlayStation.
Shit.
And in my head, I'm like, I never got to do that. I want to do that, but I never got to see that piece of story.
And to go back and like...
But do I really want to put the 120 hours of manpower into doing that?
How much energy you got? How much motivation you got for this?
Not enough.
It all requires motivation, yeah.
Like, I love games I can pick up and put down.
Yeah.
So like...
And pick back up.
That's where like, I'm not a big fan of like shooters, but Apex works because I can play a couple rounds, put it down, go home.
A whole round lasted me in Apex at like 5 seconds. Like, it was like... Touchdown, death.
By the way, for those of you... Leave game. For those of you that see all your partners as low-level people and you fly us to the dropship, there is a cold place in hell for you. There's a cold place in hell for you trying to throw us to the wolves.
8th circle of hell. 8th.
Oh, we got Devil May Cry 5 on the way as well. I never was a big fan of those.
Never got in them.
Me neither.
Played Marvel vs. Capcom is the only way I heard of it.
I never was a fan. I tried to go back and play him, and I guess if you just didn't grow up with Dante, it just doesn't strike you as fancy, because the first scene, I guess if I was younger, it would have, like, I would have been like, so cool, but I see it now, radical, and I'm like, bro, I'm just, oh, fucking, what the hell?
I like how, like, from
flying through the air, butt naked, like, catching a slice of pizza, like, eating it, and then, like, falling through the air into his pants, like, I come what on. Like, that's too much for me. I know people love it, and there's people I watch online that do love it, and I'm just like, hey, have your toy.
Have your toy. And eat it, too. Wait, that's not the right one.
But, yeah, that's kind of, like, all the news I can really feel that I want to talk about, news-wise.
I could go on, but it would bore you.
haven't gone on with my Tetris lately. That's something I've been
doing. I downloaded Tetris on my phone, and I was just playing it. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And after a while, I was like, man. And then I sat, like, I fucked myself over, because I just caused myself to die.
Yeah, you committed, like, Tetris harakiri?
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, stack.
I need to go home. I've done that in, like, Tetris 99. I feel like I made a mistake. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just X-ing myself out. Enjoy the rest of the game, guys.
Oh, man.
But on top of that, I'm looking forward to getting into more of this Street Fighter. I'll.
Did you play Last of Us?
Last of Us, no.
Play for, I
once
got
again, it. That's that just one cool. of those deep one-player experiences.
Well, like, I heard the new one's coming out, and it looks pretty sick.
I was never really a fan of, like, the Naughty Dog third-person shooter style.
Oh, really?
Like, I tried playing Uncharted, and it just felt like Uncharted. A very glorified cutscene.
My brother got, like, the whole pack of the series, and so he's playing from one to the last one. It was just like, it damn, how many just, hours you putting into that?
It just doesn't do it. It doesn't interest me. I don't know. Like, I guess, like, hunting ruins never really, like, I was never a Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Indiana Jones, you never did.
No, I mean, I liked those movies, but I was never, like,
I am that.
That was never the guy I wanted to be. I never wanted to be in the dungeon with darts flying
away from boulders and
yeah.
fighting Nazis.
Oh, yeah. New Toe Jam and Earl's out as well.
What's that?
You don't remember Toe Jam and Earl?
Toe Jam and Earl?
Toe Jam and Earl was a Sega game. And it was just, like, this goofy, like, hip-hoppy kind of game. There was one game that was, like, a top-down, like a trailer we're looking at right now. They move around, and you just
high-five.
Collect stuff and avoid people.
Oh, just like life.
Yeah. But then they had, like, an action 2D platformer, and then now, after years, I think they kickstarted it, and people put enough money down.
Kickstart, wonderful thing.
Which, there can be good Kickstarters out there sometimes. There's, I mean, Shovel Knight was one.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't played Shovel Knight, I would love to dig through that game and just talk about...
Bash your head in with a shovel.
Oh, my God. That game was like DuckTales mixed with Mega Man. And then, like, every other added character they had changed the game. Like, Spectre Knight was like Ninja Gaiden. And then, like, Plague Knight, I can't even explain what Plague Knight's like, because that was, like, its own entity. And they actually have a new add-on coming out soon. They're adding King Knight.
Oh, shit. King Knight. Oh, God.
Yes. Chivalry.
Well, King Knight would say that.
Well, King Knight's a piece of crap, actually.
Oh, man.
King Knight's, like, it's like
Bad
how he...
King Knight.
King Knight was one of the villains. All the added characters have been villains in the game.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you see, like, their villainous backstory.
Hmm.
I liked that. I loved River City Ransom Underground. No one knows about that game, and that game is something I will rep to the end of the days. That game
put
I played.
Put respect on it.
Definitely throw some respect on that name. River City Ransom was my favorite Nintendo game, and I played this kickstarted stream. It's only on Steam right now. It's only PC playable. I wish I had it in another form. If it was downloadable on the Switch or the PlayStation, I would throw whatever. And it's like $15. Mm. If you got $15 to dump, this is one of my favorite beat-em-ups of like this generation. It just had such... It had move lists that you unlock as you level up. Oh, you can buy new skill sets. You can get stats. Like,
oh, nice.
It had like a wanted level where if you were in a town and you punched a civilian, like cops would come fighting you. And you had to like run from the cops and hide, like kill everybody on the screen and like hide in a dumpster till your wanted level go down. And it was just, and you're going through the game and you're seeing scenes from the very first NES game and you're like, I fucking remember this place. Like, they did it again. They remade it.
Harker back to the childhood.
And it has a storied past, because I remember after the popularity of that, the people that actually made the games started making more of them, which kind of pissed me off. It's like, you knew people wanted to play this game.
You know.
And you didn't do nothing, and now that somebody actually did something good, now you're getting all pissy. Because it wasn't until after the game got the game got announced, kickstarted, set, it was out for a while, and then all of a sudden they attacked the creators over the soundtrack, because they actually got the person who worked on River City Ransom to help them design songs. And they took some elements from the old songs, so they had to revamp the whole soundtrack again.
Oh, shit.
And they redid that, and like, but it just, it pissed me off, because that was, when I played that game, it felt like a true labor of love.
Oh.
Like, they weren't trying to make all the money. They just wanted another River City Ransom, man. like me. And I was like, I felt so, like, that was the first Kickstarter where, like, it took my heart. And I was like, I love you guys.
Thank you, Random Citizens.
Finally, someone else out there feels my love. And when it was one of the few games that really delivered on what they said they were going to give you, didn't take your money and run, didn't put out a shit piece of product and say, oh, well, we didn't factor in this, and this.
Factor analysis didn't say that.
And it was just a solid game. It was just such a happy, good game.
Do you not like playing horror games? Or do you like playing horror games?
I don't like to be terrified.
No?
I used to have night terrors. You don't
like living in fear?
No, I used to have night terrors as a kid. I don't like to fucking be scared at all. But, I mean, I've played Friday the 13th, and I get fucking petrified.
Oh, shit.
It's just terrifying to me. Like, I hear that. And, well, I mean, like, the music fucks with you.
Oh, yeah, it gets you hyped.
For no reason, it's just like, ch-ch-ch. And you're just like, who's there?
Did you know it's Chi-Chi, ha-ha, Kiki Mama? I don't know, some shit. I don't even know. But
Chi-Chi Mama.
I think they set the story straight. They were like, it's this, actually. And then it was like, oh, we're doing it wrong? I'm going to still do it wrong.
All I know is Jason's around. Don't ever talk to a woman.
Don't ever talk.
You want to live? You better pretend to be a virgin.
Just run away. We're all going to stay here in the camp. Let's just, like, sit down and just chill. No, just, like, I love how it's like, okay, you have to wait till the cops come to then leave. If you go to, like, the exits.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to stand here by this barrier. Yeah.
No, I love spectating that game more than anything. When you see, like, these camp counselors just stunting on Jason.
Yeah, they just go behind the backs.
It's like a bad Benny Hill cartoon where just Jason's chasing. Brown hamburger, brown hamburger. And he's just. I've seen this guy run, like, loops around, like, windows and door frames and just, like, have Jason running loops.
You get the traps and it's, like, stuck, or and it's like, oh.
They would knock Jason out and, like, dance over top of him.
Teabag him and shit. Cold.
And then, like, he'd get up and they knock him out again and start dancing again. Like.
They take his mom's sweater and use it against him.
It was like, it's the funniest, like an amazing set of counselors can literally make, it turns it into a comedy.
Yeah. From tragedy to comedy real quick. 0 to 100.
But the only reason I'll play that game is to pick, there's a character named Sheldon. And he's got like this like little Dicky style fro. And I just love using the nerdiest voice I can possibly muster all day. Well, and be like, oh, Jason, don't chase me. You're going to act up my fibromyalgia.
Oh, you stabbed me in the stomach.
Oh, I'm getting agita.
Oh, my palms are sweaty.
The chickpea is neither a chick nor a pea. Discuss it amongst yourselves.
Existential group.
But I just, I don't like running in my orthopedic shoes.
Oh, I get my Crocs all dirty.
And I love, like, pissing off other, like, counselors with that voice, because they're like, shut up, he's gonna find us. Oh, it's, don't fret over it.
Oh, Jason,
I'm sure he's very reasonable if we just talk.
let's be men and adults and just talk about it.
Could be mature.
Mature? Mature with a knife through your face.
Yeah. But I know Dead by Daylight came out on the Switch recently. That's that's another thing. It's kind of similar. It's more of like a royalty-free version of Friday the 13th.
Royalty-free.
But they added a lot of stuff, like elements of Saw for some characters.
Oh, shit.
Like, some people, like, kill you one way, he can, like, put, like, a trap on your head that if someone escapes, like, the trap goes off and kills that person. Shit. Like, there's some creepy stuff. It's a crazy game, Dead by Daylight. I'll have to show you sometime. But, You know us. We like to just trickle off into the day.
That'll be all.
I feel that's like what we that, do. That'll do, pig.
That'll do.
I'd like to thank you guys very much for tuning in, listening to us Babylon.
Babel.
Yeah.
Learn that second language.
Tower of Babylon.
Tower of Babylon.
But thank you guys very much for tuning in. We're working on things. We're just kind of figuring out our rhythm here.
Yeah, trying to figure it out.
I'm trying to get like a tighter rhythm, but right now it's just babbles. It's
loose babble.
Keep it loose, butthole.
Loose stewie.
But thank you guys very much for listening in, and hope you have a great day. Keep listening to the channel for more stuff. We got a lot more things down the line planned for Above and Batman Beyond, as well as Steady Geekin' got their own set schedules coming out. And we're going to be a lot more frequent these days. So thank you very much for tuning in.
Yeah.
Keep listening, and we will be back next Monday.
See you next time.
Now that you got all good and dirty, go clean yourself off.
Here's a towel.
Get your shine box.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.